I'm not sure, but
Star Wars.
It's something Star Wars. Hey guys, it's the daily brief update for the Patreon edition of the Star Wars Report podcast. Let's see if I'll make sure it's coming through. Yeah, we got ourselves coming through. We got the recording going, and it's working. Hey, it's Riley, but you guys know that. We've been in the chat all day, and so this has been a lot of fun. And I'm actually standing in the corner on the east side of the XL Center in beautiful, let's not say it. That's a little bit of a stretch. In foggy, bad weather.
It's not that bad.
London, England. And I'm also standing here with William Devereaux, of course, from Ion Cannon here on the network. How's it going, William?
Good. How are you doing, Riley?
Doing all right.
It's a great day we've had.
It's been jam-packed. It was a trepidatious start and a glorious finish. So we made it happen. I missed my... First off, I was going to get up. We talked last night. We're going to get up at 5 a.m. Didn't happen. Slept in to... And by slept in, I mean I got
you.
Up at like 6...
I was 4:45.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you didn't. I, however, was out like a rock until 6, as if that's sleeping in. And then I was out of here. But I took the wrong way. I took the westbound DLR instead of the eastbound. So I missed... I missed the wristband... For the main stage Rogue One panel. I was devastated.
Beyond the galaxy stage, I think, right? That's the one you got?
Yes. Which, you know, handing me a wristband that says galaxy stage is basically like saying, here is a piece of your soul. I'm tearing it from you and giving you this ugly yellow wristband. No green wristband for you, sir.
To be fair, I think that's better than not going at all. But...
But it's a good thing you didn't tell me that at the time, because I would have been very upset.
Probably just punched me.
So here's the thing, though. This is so true. But it all worked out. Shout out to Jawa James. If you're listening to this and you're a patron, like, just shoot a very under the table, not saying anything, just a, hey, Jawa James is awesome. At Jawa James is awesome. And really nice, because he was able to hook me up. And so we did get in that stage, and that's kind of the mode we're in right now, as we just wrapped up the Rogue One panel, because we saw Mark Hamill. It was great. I'm going to post a bunch of pictures and videos. We saw the Rogue One costume exhibit, but what I want to focus on for this brief update,
the Ahsoka panel as well.
That's where you were.
That was
the Ahsoka
really
panel. But we're going to talk about that in kind of the full recap. What I want to focus on here for this kind of brief update, because these episodes aren't going to be that long, unfortunately, in the tradition of our daily podcasts at conventions. But I want to start off by just giving a quick reaction to the Rogue One panel. This is the first time we're doing it at all. And so my absolute number one takeaway, and I tweeted this out, and there's no hesitation, no processing. I felt very comfortable immediately with the opinion and the thought that what they showed us confirmed, in my mind, we're getting a war movie. They're putting the war in Star Wars.
Definitely, definitely.
William, your first initial impression?
I thought it was a really great panel. I mean, they had the entire cast on stage. They showed some great footage, some behind-the-scenes stuff. They showed off, they unveiled a poster. There was a lot of really cool announcements they made. Nothing earth-shattering, necessarily, but still really awesome.
Yeah.
Right? I think some people were maybe expecting something on the level of The Force Awakens last year, the big trailer reveal.
Yep.
Which is you're not going to get, because, one, that was the first Star Wars movie we'd had in over a decade. And you know, it was one of the main numbered films. And two, like, you know, we've already seen it in the trailer for this. It's a little too early to show, like, a full trailer. So they showed us, people in the room, an exclusive, 30 or 60-second trailer.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It may have been longer. It felt really short,
but then I was talking to someone else who's in the Galaxy stage, one of our friends, Amanda, and she said it felt really long, so...
Maybe that is the trailer, and we just, like,
exactly.
Maybe, like, the other reel's so long.
Yeah, although the Galaxy stage, so there was all sorts of technical issues, and Gwendolyn Christie, who was hosting she did such a great job rolling with it.
Yeah.
And Kathleen Kennedy as well, when like they tried to play the
technical
teaser,
difficulties galore, and ladies and gentlemen.
Sizzle.
Yeah.
Kathleen Kennedy, when it finished, she just rolled. It's like, okay, well, that's the trailer you're going to be seeing soon. And now we're just going to do the exclusive thing. She just rolled with it.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. So, and that's the interesting thing, because let's give the highlights real quick. Okay. I think my big, and this is going off of memory, not going off of any kind of rundown. This was I kind of like it this way, because the big things were the aesthetic of the beach planet, which he named, and of course I can't remember the name off the top of my head. We just learned.
I believe
Scarif. Okay.
Scarif.
Scarif. And it was, the aesthetic of that was fascinating. It was really interesting. I really, really took a liking to Gareth Edwards. Mm-hmm. Even, he seems like...
Such a fan,
but in a way that I feel like he's more comfortable being close to the material than J.J. Abrams was.
Yes.
Would you say that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think J.J. Abrams loves material, unquestionably.
Yeah.
Gareth Edwards, he just feels more, I don't know, like he's, like it is his, like, his, I don't know, it's hard to compare, because they both...
There's almost a boyish enthusiasm to the way he presents himself.
I think J.J. Abrams is more of like an adult approaching Star Wars, whereas Gareth Edwards is almost more like a younger...
And he came prepared, like, there were a lot of funny one-liners and stuff, like he, but I know, like, he sat there and he really, you could tell he was there on stage... Not to perform, not in a bad way, but there to actually come and bless Star Wars fans with Star Wars awesomeness. Like, he knew what he was presenting. He knew that it was really special for everyone here, and he was there to embrace it and be super happy about it. And he was obviously excited to showcase his film. And I think that's a good sign, because, to be honest, the marketing of Rogue One, they haven't showcased a lot. And even here today, I feel like there's a lot that they're still keeping up their sleeve.
It's totally intentional, right? Because this is one of the first spin-off films. They don't want to drum up too much excitement. Because I remember even before The Force Awakens came out, there was a bunch of discussion on, like, is there too much hype or it can't possibly live up to it?
Yep.
And I think, you know, with that's a film that has, you know, the main cast and, you know, Han, Luke, and Leia in it, you know, all that kind of stuff. When they're going with a film that's completely different, and it has Darth Vader, but it's a very different story, very different style.
Yeah.
You know, they have to be careful not to hype it up too much.
But having said this, there's something about the presentation of, especially the behind the scenes reel that's already online, that I like. I'm trying to put my finger on why I like it so much more than I did the initial teaser trailer. Because I liked the initial teaser trailer, but there's something about this that I think delivers. It delivers on a more true... It feels more confident in itself.
Because the initial teaser trailer was exactly like... Well, it was cut and presented to us like a Star Wars film.
Yes.
Like that we're used to, right?
Yeah. And they...
And this was more gritty, more...
It felt like... If a trailer had a personality, it was comfortable in its own skin.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It was accurately portraying what the film was going to be like instead of the teaser, which I loved, but was definitely shot in a more of like a traditional Star Wars teaser trailer.
No, absolutely. And I think, so that was the big takeaway. And I think as far as feeling confident in itself, the way they cut it with a very modern, almost like, epic war movie type trailer, even though differences of the one line, for some reason the line, this is a rebellion, isn't it? I rebel, didn't ring true for me. And didn't seem natural to me as much as some, you know, if you have one line of a character to deliver, it's extraordinarily important to showcase who that person is. And we get the sense, especially from what they showed us in the panel, that Jyn Erso has this checkered past, but she's very confident in who she is and where she wants to go. And there's to have a character resonate, you only got one line. And that first shot, I feel that first shot at it, need a little bit more. And for the May the Force be with us, the sort of attitude that was displayed in that sequence, I it feels dumb to say, but just the small subtle differences between just the two one-liners make me just that much more happy about it.
Yeah.
And maybe it's the fact that I saw it also with like 30,000 Star Wars fans in this convention center. And
it's like, definitely going to play a fact, you know, be a factor. And just like, you know, if you see Star Wars in the theater, it's so much better than seeing it on TV. Not that on TV is bad; it's just a very different experience.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I think so. I think wrapping it up, it's been a fantastic day. The costumes are incredible. If you're listening to the Patreon, seriously, thank you so much for supporting us. And I think the big takeaway is that we have a war movie, and I feel comfortable. I feel sort of almost a sense of relief, because now we can just go have fun. Like, we got Rebels tomorrow, the Future Filmmakers Sunday, and we'll be getting reaction. And of course, we got the show. We're doing an actual podcast on the stage tomorrow at 12:30, which is going to be crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Oh, absolutely.
To listen after it gets posted. If you're here, join.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, the thing, I think we got a couple patrons who are going to be there. I know Neil is going to be there, so we're going to see a lot of you guys there. And then, of course, the meetup, too, after the Rebels thing. So we're going to be crazy busy. But we'll still sit down and take a moment to record these each day. So we'll I'll be back tomorrow sometime. And by the time I'm recording this at, like, what is it, 6:30-ish, 6:45?
6:40.
So it'll be posted. It might be like 11 o'clock at night, but this will go up tonight. And then, of course, we'll be back at it tomorrow. So thanks, guys, seriously, for supporting us. And we'll be in touch soon. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.